Good evening. I'd like to welcome all of you to Oktoberfest 2014. This is our 34th annual meeting for the Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogy Society. And since we're all probably hungry and looking forward to this delicious meal, I'm going to ask Reverend Seifert to ask a blessing for us so that we can eat.
You'll hear a little bit more about me later, but let's have our blessing and get started with our meal. Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting God, our Father, we praise thy name for your blessings upon this organization. We thank you for the years that we have shared fellowship together. And we ask that thy spirit shall speak to our hearts tonight as we celebrate this experience. Now bless this food, bless these who prepared it, and guide us by thy love and grace, and bless the name of Christ our Savior, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started with the rest of the program.
We're going to start the program. Go ahead and finish that.
Yes.
Then we'll take a break later.
Okay, thank you. I would like to quickly introduce the officers and board members this year who've been such a help putting this annual meeting together. My Vice President, Annette Boding. Lawton Sally, our Treasurer. Where is he sitting over there? Hi, everybody. Julie Bell, our Fund Manager. Sam Johnson, our past President. Lynn, our Newsletter Editor, who always wants newsletter articles. Always. Jim Rickenbacker's not here, but he's our wonderful website manager.
Is he coming tomorrow?
No, he comes every other year to see this in Texas. This is off the air. And then we have three general board members. Beth Guest, we're invited to see her. And Dennis is not here tonight. And Eric, right over there, and I want to give a special thanks to Eric. Since this is referred to as the President's Dinner, I would like to take another quick moment and recognize some of our past presidents. We are honored tonight to have with us Reverend Harold Seifert, who is our, I just found out, apparently, only surviving founding member of the group. He has served two terms as president. We have William Delk, who has been a president. Lawton Sally, over there. Lynn has served as president. And, of course, Pam was our president before me. So I'd like for y'all to give all of them a hand. At this point, Reverend Seifert has something he'd like to share with us about the founding of our group.
I want to try to recall the early days of this organization, and I have had the first newsletter that was put out, but I want to start by saying, well, I'm going to read first, and then I'll just go ahead and tell you. This organization was organized in May of 7, 1981 in Atlanta, out here, and it's rather interesting because it was the first National Genealogical Conference of States in Atlanta. Well, some of our group, one of the guys in particular, who worked with the National Genealogical Society, came up with the idea, and he, Bill Linder, called on Beverly Shuler and a few others, and I'll just try to. Bill Landon, Alex Williams, Beverly Schiller, and they came up with the idea of organizing the German Swiss Genealogical Society. Well, we were at the National Genealogical Society, and so the South Carolina group thought they'd organize the South Carolina Genealogical Society, but the idea was already cooking along, that we, being German, Swiss, would have a unique emphasis in our state. So, for that reason, we organized the Arnsberg German Swiss Society, and I want to pay a tribute to two ladies by the name of Schuler. Beverly Schuler, and I have Beverly Schuler's programs, and but Beverly Schuler was the moving spirit of it. Matter of fact, we couldn't get a place for a library, and so Beverly just went down to Charleston and set up an office for our library, and that's where our library began, on King Street in downtown Charleston. And she made other contributions. The other is Josephine Schuler, and Joe served as leader of this organization for a number of years, and we are indebted to her. Of course, I've already mentioned Bill Linder and Alex, but this is the way the organization came into being. And when they organized the South Carolina Genealogical Society, then they organized groups off from that. Matter of fact, later this month I'm going to visit with the Charleston Genealogical Society in their 40th anniversary. But this is just part. Now, I have worked with this group from the very beginning, and I have several certificates I want to mention. This one is in recognition and appreciation of valued service as contribution as president 1983-85 and 1980, treasurer from 1985 to 1992, and I served another term as president, and I have served as editor of the newsletter, and I have this certificate of appreciation for service and contribution as newsletter managing editor, and as a result of that, I have been awarded a lifetime membership in the organization. And you better watch out, because I'm going to live up perhaps longer than some of you think of. Matter of fact, in searching my family, I found out that I had a great uncle who he and two of his brothers served as Confederate soldiers out here on James Island for more than 3 years. And he survived and went to Texas, and from Texas he got out to San Francisco, and then he came back to West Texas at the age of 100. When I heard that, I said, well, if he can live to be 100 as a Confederate veteran, I can live to be 100 as a World War II veteran. And last November, I celebrated my 90th birthday, and so I'm on the way. Just a few more years. But this organization has been so meaningful to me, and I'll mention one other thing that has made my life what it is today. That is the fact that I was assigned aboard the USS Yorktown, which shipped in Charleston Harbor. And I became chaplain for it when the Yorktown came to Charleston. I was working as for Baptist in Charleston, as Baptist campus minister on the colleges in Charleston. And so when the Yorktown came to town, they needed an acting chaplain, so I took on a job, and I've done it ever since. Last night I had the privilege to serve as chaplain for Patriots Point as we set up the Vietnam Wall of Honor, the names of those who've given their lives in Vietnam. So this has been this genealogy and the Yorktown have been the source of my life, the strength of my life in the last number of years. And so it is a delight to be part of this, your organization, our organization. And I just wanted to say that I'm quite proud of what you folks mean to me in this area of genealogy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cypress. I do want to mention two members that we lost this year. Beverly Schuler, often thought of as one of our founding mothers, passed away in January. And Joe Jones, who was also quite active, served on the board and was treasurer for many years, passed away in March. If any of you are aware of other members who passed away, you're welcome to mention them. It's a little hard to keep up with all 200-something of us, but is anyone else aware of anybody that passed away?